Daughters.
Hi, Marvin.
Hi, this is Marvin.
Hey, and Marvin. Hey, it's Amy with Local Splash. I had a notice here to call back regarding Google Guarantee.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Is this a good time for you?
It is. It is.
Okay, cool. So, I know that you spoke with Shalette and you were discussing a few different things, and she put in here that you guys were interested with the Google Guarantee. So, there's some really cool things that are associated with the Google Guarantee. One of the main things is that it comes up above the fold. So it comes up at the very, very top of the page, even over the Google Ads. Okay?
Okay.
And it says Google Guarantee right there on your listing. Now, my favorite feature about the Google Guarantee is that the leads do not go to anybody else. They only come to you once you've been clicked on. So
yeah,
and you only really literally pay for the leads that are qualified. So if you don't set an appointment or give an estimate, then you're not charged for that lead.
Wow. Well, that's nice. How is that determined though?
Well, every call has a call recording. So we're able to monitor and, you know, you'll submit and say, this wasn't qualified. We listen to the call, we get your credit. So you're not charged for it. Okay. So, and the other really cool thing is that you actually have the director of it's LSA, so Local Service Ad / Google Guarantee Department within our company. And you have his direct information. So you have his actual cell phone number. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything whatsoever, you can call, text, email him directly, and you'll be connected with him as far as is anything like that. Now, his name is Perry, and he's absolutely awesome. With this, there is a couple of really other awesome features. So that the Google Guarantee section on the first page of services has its own review generation and reputation management. So we can help you to gain and gather the 5-star reviews for that. The ones from your Google listing and Google Ads don't carry over because Google Guarantee is a highly qualified position. Only certain companies even qualify for it, meaning they have to be able to pass a background check for all face-to-face employees. There's been no felony convictions. Anything more than like a DUI will not be considered for face-to-face employees. Now, I know that won't be a problem for you guys, but we do have to give the disclaimer.
Have you met my wife?
Listen, we all have a past, okay?
My wife, brutal.
Yeah, right.
Listen, we love you, Shannon. I won't let him talk bad about your girl. Okay? So that's one thing. The other thing is that Home Advisor, Angie's, any of that paper lead stuff isn't even allowed in this section. Okay. It's only for local service providers. Okay. And the leads, again, they only go to one provider. They're not, it's not like Home Advisor where they're being shot out to, you know, God only knows how many of y'all. Right.
Right.
Now, and the Google Guarantee, the whole thing behind the program itself is that Google is going to qualify you as a guaranteed provider in that area. What that means is that, A, you've passed the background checks. All face-to-face employees have checked them. They're vouching for you. They're saying, we guarantee that this is a quality service provider up to the point of $2,000 insurance per transaction, meaning if the client, for some reason, was not happy, they have a $2,000 insurance coming from Google.
Okay.
Okay. And then the guarantee moving forward for you is that the leads aren't going to anybody else. You're not charged for unqualified leads. Now, there's a one-time $250 application fee that's done up front so that we can get you guys processed and moving forward. That entire process, the maximum amount of time that they were quoting during COVID is like 4 to 6 weeks. I do believe that it's dropped, but that's what I'm required to tell you. So entire process for that is the 4 to 6 weeks maximum again, we see it happen sooner all the time. Now, what we have figured out is so we have you in Loganville 30052, right?
Correct.
Your cost per click or cost per lead for the roofing vertical and all associated derivatives is $46.67. It will never change. It will never go up. It's never going to accidentally be 80 or some other amount. Okay. The minimum right. monthly budget set for that is $609. Now, you don't pay that until you have been approved through the application process. What right. that $609 is going to get you is 13 Google guaranteed leads in a month. If for any reason you did not exceed your budget, you did not maximize your budget or use all of it, then it rolls over to the following month. Okay?
Okay.
What do you guys think?
So,
well, where do you get the leads to give to us when people go to Google? How do they sign up for it through Google, or how does that work?
Yes, ma'am. So they go to Google and they're looking for a roofer near me, best roofer near me, affordable, whatever they're looking up. And at the very tippy top of the page is a list of service providers that literally say Google guarantee. Then below that is the ads. Then below that is the map. And below that's the organics. And then usually some more ads on the bottom of that. But they're going to Google to look for a specific vertical. They're looking for a specific provider, and that's where the Google guarantee comes up. Now, the cool thing about the Google guarantee is that it's not, it's a beta program that Google started about 3 years now. So it's not available in every single area for every single category. It happens to qualify in your area, meaning they had enough requests coming from your radius. And they had you have to have three or more providers in an area in order for them to even create a spot for the Google guarantee.
Okay. So, but I still don't understand. So how do they, like they would click on one of the customers that says Google guarantee and that's how it gets to you for them to call you?
It doesn't get to us. It comes directly to you. So, you know how when you have the Google ads,
mm-hmm.
they click on the ad, they click on the phone number and call to speak with you, right?
Right.
It's the same idea, but it's Google guarantees. So, where the ads, it can charge you for a click without them having called you. If they click on your listing for Google guarantee, look at your website, look over all your information and choose not to call you, there's no charge. Mm-hmm. Even when okay. they call you, okay, even when they make contact with you, say they just ask a couple of piddly questions and you don't set an appointment with them or you don't go out to give them an estimate, again, you're not charged.
Okay.
Does that clarify a little bit more?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
So it ends up costing us, you said $690 a month?
It's $609 for the monthly budget. So each lead within there for the $609 is the $46.67. Okay, so each time that you have been clicked on, they have made contact, you have given an estimate, or you have set an appointment with them, it will charge the lead cost off of that $609, the $46.67. If you don't use the entire budget in the month, it rolls over to the following month.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I'm trying to think. So I guess we're going to be billed $609 every month.
You would be billed the $609 once you have been approved. So the first thing is the $250 application fee. Okay. So if you choose to move forward with that, that's charged today. We begin the process of getting your application. You have a client interview with Perry. We send you the application so you can have as much of it filled out as possible. He'll help you fill in any missing spots or any extended questions that you had on the application. We submit the application to Google with our status and our backing. Here you go. This is a qualified company for Google Guarantee. They want to go through the application process, okay? And then once you've been approved, then he reconnects with you and says, okay, you've been approved. Are you ready to get it moving forward? And that's when the minimum monthly budget would be due and start.
So like on the first month, say we only got 10 leads.
Mm-hmm.
So the next month, would we get 16 leads?
Yes, ma'am. It would roll over. And if for some reason you didn't exceed that budget again, it would roll over to the following. It just keeps rolling over. That budget stays in there. It's not just kept or erased or
mm-hmm.
donated because you didn't take on that many leads or you weren't clicked on that many times. Now, the other thing that would affect you taking on leads is, you know, the hours of operation that you want the calls coming in, because we literally, some people leave it on 24 hours a day and then they get, you know, a call in the middle of the night from some Yahoo, you know, or whatever the case is. But most people set it to their business hours when they expect the phone calls to come in. So it would be highlighted during the business hours. You never come off the list, but you wouldn't be highlighted in your non-working hours, you know, midnight to 6 a.m. or whatever the case is.
Right. Okay. Well, is there a way that you can make that monthly budget lower? Like if we keep on not exceeding it, can we make it lower?
I'm sure that if you don't exceed it, there is a way to discuss that with Perry. I know that the expectation of the first month is the minimum monthly budget of the $609. I'm sure that if there is reporting showing that you're just not, you know, utilizing the entire amount, that you would be able to lower it. But I cannot promise that right this moment. I will have to get with him on that.
Okay. Because I do know the previous company I had worked for, they had the Google Guarantee, and I was kind of looking back at some of my stuff, and they only averaged maybe 7 a month, and they were in Loganville also.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we're going to do what's best for your company. I've never heard of them not working with somebody. I just don't want to say, yes, ma'am, absolutely, we can for sure do it, and then you're disappointed if he's like, I'm sorry, because of X, Y, and Z on the back end, that's unable to happen, you know?
Right. No, I understand that.
Well, nothing. So this is the Google ad, those three companies right there?
Yeah, so like I just typed in Roofers and Loganville on Google.
Mm-hmm.
And I got three that have popped up, you know, that say Google Guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
So if I clicked on one of those,
mm-hmm.
that's what somebody would do. I would have to click on the phone number, and then that's when they would get charged if I clicked on the phone number.
They're not even going to get charged necessarily if you click on the phone number, honey. Only if you connect with them and they set an appointment with you to come out for estimate.
Okay.
No, so I'm with Angie Lees right now, or Angie.
Mm-hmm.
And my biggest charge is those, what do they call, automatic
garbage leads.
Well, they go ahead and put themselves on our calendar.
Yeah, they charged me $270, and it was a, I guess, fraudulent would be the, I don't know, but
yeah,
I
agree.
Call them, and then I show up at their house at the designated time, and the house is vacant.
Yeah.
And Angie Lee's is not giving me credit for it, and I'm like, you know, I'm
you
sorry,
need to
but.
Report that to your bank. Report that to your bank. That is, in my personal and professional opinion, that is the biggest form of fraud there is. And I've heard so many, there's actually a class action lawsuit against Angie's List, Angie's Leads, Home Advisor, that whole organization. The FTC is investigating and suing them for the way that they do business.
Yeah, I mean, it's wearing me out. And then they, you know, but I've sold four,
mm-hmm.
but I guess we've gotten charged. I don't
know.
I think we're doing mm-hmm. a little better than breaking even, but it's not worth it.
Mm-mm.
And so when you say on Google Ads, do they click my calendar and schedule it? Like,
No, sir, they have to connect with you.
That
because they may contact,
better.
they may reach out for contact, and you may be up on a roof.
Yeah,
Shannon might
yeah.
be in the bathroom. You know what I mean? I mean, there might be any number of things that's happening. So then you will know that it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming in because you have a specific phone number that it's coming from with the
yeah.
specific information. Then you call them back and you set your own, we don't set your appointments. You set your own appointments. You make contact. You know, consult with them and give them the information that they need. And that's why it's all recorded with the call tracking system, because say some guy, you know, he calls you and maybe he's in a super rundown part of town that you don't necessarily want to go to, or maybe he just had a couple of questions. You know, you are not charged for that. We get you the credit for that because that's not considered qualified. That's why we have the call tracking, and it comes directly from Google and
mm-hmm.
it goes into the database, because this is a better qualified lead service. This
right,
isn't
right.
take money from Tom, Dick, and Harry down the street and everybody pays. Nobody gets the job for some guy who was kicking tires.
Yep.
Now, you were saying that, you know, it only goes to the one person. What
mm-hmm.
if, you know, someone, there's three on there. They contact
mm-hmm.
all three people, all three companies.
Mm-hmm.
So that they could do that. So then really it's gone to three different people.
Right. It could go like that. But so if the individual chooses to do that, and again, for each individual company, it would come down to if they set an appointment or gave an estimate.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
So it's basically looking somebody up in the phone book and them calling you. Or calling three different people, they can do three different appointments, or they can, if they got the hold of the first person, that's who they use.
That very well could be. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. For sure. But the difference here is, go ahead.
No, please finish your thought.
The difference here is that instead of like how Angie's Home Advisor collects the leads, right? The lead comes in through their application, and then they determine who it goes out to.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. This isn't like that. We're not determining. Local Splash isn't determining. Google isn't determining.
Yeah.
The client is determining based on your credentials, based on the website, based on the reviews and what they see. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But how is the ranking in Google guaranteed determined? Because we're looking and we're seeing, you know,
mm-hmm.
30, and unfortunately, roofers are everywhere.
Yeah.
How do you determine who's on top?
Great question. So it's done through the programming, which is on our end, but the thing that you guys can help with in order to increase your ranking and to come up towards the top is going
mm-hmm.
to be, I mean, and it's also determined by hours of operation and things like that for the rotation, okay? But when you have the Google Guarantee reviews, that's going to help you.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. So that's not my local Splash reviews. It's
no.
My website. It's another one.
It's a separate platform, which we do help you with.
Okay, good.
Which I think on our website, I think it goes to,
it does have the review section, testimonials in the review section, and that does go to Google, so they will still be able to access them from the website, and I can see here you already have a couple on there. So they will be able to see those as well, but where you see the star ranking by the Google, you know, in the Google Guarantee box for each individual provider will help you to get those reviews right there for your Google Guaranteed listing.
Okay.
Well, I like it. I definitely want to try it. Mm-hmm. But do we shut down Angie leads? I mean, what the
Well, it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks.
It could take 4 to 6 weeks. So the first step, Marvin and Shannon, is for me to get the application out to you guys, process the application fee, and schedule your client onboarding with Perry so we can move that forward forthwith. We want to get that moving forward ASAP. And then once you have been approved, or, I mean, it's really up to y'all. If you want to pause the Angie's Leads or stop it all together now, that's fine, or you can wait until you've been approved and you're ready to pull the trigger on the budget.
Okay.
Are you guys ready to get that going?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
The more I can get away from Angie Lee, the better.
This is going to let you, and I strongly, as soon as you're ready to completely get away from them, guys, I would strongly suggest going to your bank. I mean, you guys are smart people. I know Shannon keeps records, you know, so take those records. Take them records to the bank and say, listen, this, and this is all unqualified. They basically sold us a lie. This is unacceptable. You know, they would not refund our money. And turns out, I just found out that there's a class action lawsuit against them through the FTC. Your bank is going to want to back you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many face-to-face employees do you have?
It's just us two, because I guess you wouldn't count the actual roofer, because Marvin's always there on the job to be the face for them to talk to.
Okay. So both of you guys will pass the background check, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you guys have the insurance business license, all that good stuff, right?
We do. We have workers. We have workers' comp, or do we have... I'm not sure. Let me see if we have workers' comp for liability.
General. You have to have the general liability for this. Oh, you're cutting out on me.
You have the general liability. That's what we have.
Perfect.
And then our roofer carries his own insurance also. I can provide that certificate of his if
okay.
we do that.
Perfect. All right, so give me just a second here. Let me go like this. And then how far out do you want the service radius to be surrounding 30052?
We were talking about trying 20 miles, but...
What do you think?
Well, I think it's a conversation for Perry because he's the expert in that. And, you know, from previous conversations with you, I don't like to give you misinformation. So I'm just putting in here looking at about 20 miles, and then he can give you the exacts on that. Okay?
Because when we're kind of, and I don't know if you really know anything about this, but, like, if we were going out Athens way, that's 30 miles. We would go out there, but we don't want to go 30 miles into Atlanta.
Gotcha.
You know, because... Like
yeah.
a 30-minute drive to Atlanta could be an hour and a half, where Athens is 30 minutes.
Gotcha.
So,
yeah.
I guess we have to carry about that.
And he can get into the specifics with you and program in for the zip codes and stuff like that. Okay? So,
he can say 5 if he can do it, by the way.
What's that?
25.
Okay.
So we'll still talk to him, but, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put in here, I'll just put in here 20 to 30 wants to discuss.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. Now, I have to schedule the onboarding process of this. I have something available today between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard Time. Will you be available?
I will be. I'm not sure if Marvin will be. You can't get on the phone and do it, Marvin? Okay. Hold on a second. So, Will, they'll need your information, your license and all that stuff.
Yeah, we can do it.
Will you have time before then to fill out the application, which I'm going to send over to you text and email right now?
Yeah, he can do that.
Okay.
What it is, he's got to go up to Tennessee tonight, and but that's why he was saying he may not be able to do it. But, yeah, he can fill that out before he leaves.
Okay. I know it. Don't
he
I know it?
Important.
Don't I know it? The most important, absolutely. Okay, you're going to receive email notification now for this. Give me just a moment. Perry, here we go. Okay. sending that to you now. Okay. Then I'm going to text and email the application over. Give me just a second here. You're going to see a couple texts coming through. First one is going to be Perry's direct phone number for contact, okay?
Okay.
And it's processing. There we go. Then you're going to see LSA application form coming through text, and I will go ahead and send it out via email as well. I don't know how y'all want to do it.
Can I ask you, and you may not know, but so a lot of companies, like our previous life, the company literally survived off of Angie Leads or Home Advisor. I mean, that was probably 90% of their business. And they were pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Do people do the same with Google Guarantee, or is that just another supplement to getting business?
People do. They are able to completely let go of it and do. Some companies only do Google Guarantee.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, can't sell, but yeah.
Right. Okay. Let me do this. Hold on.
And you work with Local Splash, right?
I was the very first. I can't believe you forgot about me. I was the person who signed y'all up with Local Splash.
I'm your
girl. What are you thinking, Marvin?
Well, nothing. We've been talking to the. I forgot. I'm terrible with names.
Well, I will tell you this. I had a place call me. The other day, I guess it was Friday,
mm-hmm.
and they said they only charge $50 a month to do the, they were telling me that they would be doing the same thing, getting us up at the top, you know, and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's more than likely a scam call, to be honest with you. Anybody who's charging less than $200-$300 for first page placement, those are scam calls.
Okay. Because I was
on
the phone with her forever because I wasn't sure what it was to begin with, and then... You know, I mean, it lasted forever. And then she did, I told her I needed the weekend to think about it, you know, this. And she called me back Monday, and I told her I was happy with Local Splash right now, but I told her she'd give me a call back in a couple of months. She's like, well, what's going to change in a couple of months? I said, I may not be happy. I don't know. But I'm like,
right.
I can't do anything now.
Especially right.
After that kind of comment. I'm like, nah, that's not going to work.
And
right.
We are happy.
Oh, I'm very glad to hear it. I'm very, very glad to hear it. Yeah. And we're here to make sure that you guys stay happy. That's the most important thing, you know? So I've got everything set for you. The next thing I'm going to do is go ahead. We're going to go like this. Okay. Am I going to charge this cost to the cart that we currently have on file, American Express, ending in 10/15?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I guess we will.
Okay. Give me just a second here. I gotta fix this. Okay. That's gone. I want that gone. I gotta fix the invoice real quick and make sure.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Where did they hide it now? There it is. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and charge the $250 application fee now, and then I will send you out the receipt for it as well. Make sure you save it. You get to write it off on your taxes.
Okay.
Okay. Modified billing date. Today is... 5/4/2022. Okay. May the fourth be with you. Right?
That's right.
Okay. That's coming over to you right now. It's processing.
And so the application, is it an application you do online?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So,
can we fill it out together, or do we need to do two separate ones?
I believe that you can fill it out together. I did send it over to you. guys via email and text message. So you'll be able to go ahead and take care of that. If you have any questions, you can just fill it out to the best of your ability, and then you're during that client interview with Perry, that's where he's gonna just cross the T's and dot the I's. Any additional questions on that, he's gonna take care of with you, because we want to get applications sent out ASAP. So that's why we give it to you ahead of time, so you can do the process as much as possible, because it really, moving forward, depends on that application, you guys completing your end of it. We can't complete it for you.
Okay.
And then, let me go here. We are good to go.
Okay.
So if you guys have any more questions, of course you have my direct phone number and extension line, but LSA questions, Google Guarantee questions, LSA is Google Guarantee. I strongly suggest reaching to Perry directly for that. Not that the rest of the team doesn't know about it, because they do, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's just better if you reach out to him directly according to this, okay?
Okay.
All righty. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.